Amen. This truly is a happy occasion. It is always a happy occasion when someone joins the household of God. Now, Marina does not understand what has happened to her yet, but she will understand if she's taught. If she is taught about righteousness and about what true life is, about why we are born, and that we need not die. Marina learns these things from her parents, from those who love her, then she will understand what happened to her this day. And what has happened today? What has happened is, although she does not look like it, she is a warrior now. She is no longer weak. She is no longer subject to death. She has the capacity within in her now, by the grace of Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit, to conquer the things in life that hold us down and keep us from happiness, from blessedness, from peace. Those things are sin and death. Jesus Christ became incarnate, taking on our humanity, and he conquered sin and death. And he gave us a template, a way of living. That's why the Apostle Paul makes an example of Christ and says that we should follow it. He says that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so also we should walk in newness of life. This is possible because of baptism. By baptism we are incorporated into the body of Christ. That's why we say, as many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Putting on Christ is not just like putting on a pair of clothing. Putting on Christ, it means to become like him. Now, the purpose of our life is simple. It's sad that so few understand what the purpose of life is, but it is very simple. God made us so that we would know him. Pure and simple. He made us so that we would be happy eternally. Now, the only path to happiness is righteousness. A person's heart knows this. Everyone knows this. An atheist knows this. A criminal knows this. When you do good, you feel good. When you do badly, you feel bad. The sad thing about man before Christ was that no matter how much he tried to do good, he really couldn't get very good. He really could never really escape the bonds of sin. Now we can do great things because Jesus Christ makes us capable. Baptism is the entry into this grace. Baptism is the enabling. Just as Marina has within her the capacity to be a woman, she's not a woman yet, but she has the capacity to be a woman, to be a mother. So she also has the capacity to be full in the stature of Christ. As many as have begun a good work, it will be completed. The Apostle Paul says he's confident with this very thing, that we will have this work completed in us in the day of Christ Jesus. So she was a baby in two ways today, huh? She'll grow up to be an adult. But let us pray for her that she will also grow up to be an adult in Christ. That she will not be a child, a fleshly person. Instead, that she will be a spiritual person. Now, how can this be accomplished? Well, it looks to me like she likes books. Okay? Read holy things to her from the books. There are many good things to read to her. The Bible, the prayer book. There are even children's prayer books that she will be ready for soon enough. Pray with her every day. No, she doesn't understand the prayers yet. But I noticed that at various parts in the service that were quite holy and profound, she was quiet. I was impressed by that. Children have a sense of the holy within them. Not consciously, not yet. But it is in there. And if a child is read to, is prayed with, is taught about right and wrong, and is taught why we should do things that are right and not do things that are wrong. Not just because they're rules, and not just because mommy or daddy say so. It is because when we do right, our heart is happy. When we do right, we are living according to our destiny. People do not go out in the field and eat straw like an ox. That's not the way we are built. Also, people do not go out and should not go out and sin and live a life without purpose. That's not the way we were built. That's not what we were made for. So if you teach mom and dad and anyone else who wants to help in this wonderful task, if you teach Marina to love God, to love righteousness, for the sake of righteousness, for the sake of the feeling in her heart that she gets from being righteous, then she will grow to maturity and will no longer be a child, neither in the body nor in the soul. May it be so that she would be so blessed to have parents and family members and friends that would teach her always about righteousness and about God. The beginning has been made for her today. We've spoken on her behalf today about things that we say that she believes. And she will believe these things if she's taught them, not just by saying them, but by living them. So, Mom and Dad, I tell you, come to church. Pray for her. Pray with her. Pray for yourselves. Make sure your own life is righteous. Because if you're not righteous, how can you teach her about righteousness? You can't give what you don't have. If you experience the love of God through living according to the commandments, through living according to what's in your heart, then she will see this. And she will truly be great in the eyes of heaven. And she's already great in your eyes. Let her also be great in the eyes of heaven.